All right, we'll call the Rules Committee meeting to order here. And we have, first of all, Senate Bill 87, which is a bill that we had previously. There were some questions, I think, that they were taken care of at that, since that time. It's an act relating, act exempting certain graduate educational programs in law, dentistry, and medicine from state regulation.
Okay, well, I didn't give it to you.
I might mention for the record, Senator Jones, Senator Duncan, and Senator Jarrett are present. What is, are there any further questions, or what is the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Jones.
Great, I mean, I will move and ask and ask consent that Senate Bill number 87 be approved for calendar.
Okay, is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Okay, we have House Bill 56, which is an act related to certification of retired teachers, provides for an effective date. And this bill would allow the Department of Education to issue a teacher certificate valid for a lifetime if the person who possesses a valid teaching certificate when that person retired from teaching and who is receiving retirement benefits under TRS. The bill passed the House on March 4th with a vote of 37-0 and moved out of the Senate as committee with 3 new pass recommendations and 0 fiscal. Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chairman, does this mean then, for example, if someone had retired like 10 years ago or 5 years ago, that they get lifetime certificate for substitute teaching? This doesn't just start now. It grandfathers anybody who's already retired, correct?
Senator Duncan, I would imagine that this is, that your statement is correct.
I don't know who that might be.
Oh, the chairman.
But
is this a special?
No.
I don't know about it. What do you?
There are some pretty specific requirements that you have to.
And what?
Retire from the state and receive TRS benefits.
Well.
Then they,
I hope I can get up to.
Is there anything that requires that the retired teacher keep up with their, you know, education process?
Oh, there you go.
You can come. I mean.
No. Why do you think we're doing this? but there is one qual. He cannot become a full time regular old teacher again. He can only be a substitute teacher.
He or she, is that both? Or?
Well, in this case, it would be he.
Was there any limited amount of time that they can substitute teach? I mean, they could go in and
when they're 95.
They could be there 6. But I mean, they could be there 6 months as a substitute teacher.
No, you would still have to follow under the regulations of the department. I think you could only
so many
20
days.
That's
right. I think.
20 days what?
In a row? Then you're considered full time.
But you can do more than 20 days cumulative in a year if you're doing it every other day or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
It can't be consecutive days, I think.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Duncan.
Against my better judgment, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 87 be approved and down in the chair's discretion, which will undoubtedly be in the near future.
All right, Senator Duncan, is that House Bill 56?
Yes. It is House Bill 56.
There's the objection. So ordered. Adjourned. Friday's calendar.